Hey, welcome back to Man Up.
Heard that song.
There you go, with Ted Leidy, Perry Crimmins, and Carl Bach. And we talked about restaurants we like here in town, and we talked about a little bit about lunch.
You know who that was? That was Steve Earle.
Okay.
That was Steve Earle, right? I love me some Steve Earle.
Yes,
he was the cast.
Oh, by the way, David's our producer tonight.
David, thank you very much for playing that Steve Earle.
David, every month at this time, he hopes that we're going to be out hunting or doing something so he can host the show again with Ben.
Oh, right on.
We had a great show last time, didn't we, David?
Perry was there. He came. Now, Ben, who is one of our producers, he's 18. He started when he was 17. Ben, we're going to be losing Ben. He's going into the Air Force.
Oh, right on, Ben.
He's not here now. So,
Ben.
Congratulations and good for you.
It's going to be good for Ben.
Absolutely.
We're proud of Ben.
You know, I was supposed to go in the Air Force.
I
was.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I worked hard to try to get in the Air Force. I lived off Menardis on Hilltop and worked at Kmart, right up the street. And I graduated from high school. I didn't have much going on. I was in Shasta College, but, it wasn't great for me. I didn't love it. And my roommate was going in the Air Force.
You almost went, huh?
Oh, I signed up. But they wouldn't take me because one year, like about 80 or 81, I socked some dude in the cafeteria. And they don't like violent people.
They wouldn't let you in because you had a juvenile record?
Well, And so I had to go get a waiver. And I went and got a waiver. I worked hard. I got a letter from my vice principal, Dennis Boyle, at the high school and all that. And I came back and I would knock on his door and he wouldn't be there. I'd knock on his door and he'd be there. Now the rent is due, girlfriend's pregnant, all this kind of crazy stuff is going on. And, I couldn't find him. Well, finally he showed up one day in the Air Force Recruiting Center right down 152 Hartnell where I would one day work as a recruiter in the Army. And, he said, well, I hate to tell you this, but we lost your paperwork somewhere along the line. It got lost and you have to start over. I had to get up and leave before I got my second assault.
So you would walk down the hallway to the Army?
No, I was walking down the damn frickin' sidewalk and there was some Army recruiter there burning a Marlboro Red, gray hair parted in the middle, slicked back, some Silver Fox type dude. And he goes, what's wrong? I said, I want to go in some service and I'm trying to get in the Air Force. Blah, blah. He goes, you look more like an Army guy. He said, what were we going to do in the Air Force? I said, I was going to be an air conditioner repairman. He said, no, mm-mm. You look like an airborne guy to me. I said, I do? He goes, yeah, and right now we're giving away $5,000 to anybody who finishes jump school. I said,
I'm in.
That's more money I've never seen in my life, you know?
Well, yeah, back then.
But from Cottonwood.
Yeah.
Right? So that's how I ended up in the Army. I tried to get in the Air Force, but they jacked up my paperwork.
I talked to Ben's recruiter already, and I said, okay, let's talk about signing bonuses because you guys are, services are having a real tussle, except for the Marine Corps, making their numbers. And you said, the bonuses go from $5,000 to $40,000, depending on the job. And Ben scored high enough on his ASVAB, he gets, he can take 94% of the jobs, and he scores another 4 points. This is his pre-ASVAB.
Right.
He takes it, he gets 4 more points. There's nothing in the Air Force that he can't get into.
What did he end up doing?
Well, I can't get into it, but he has to clear a traffic ticket.
I get that.
He it's one of those things. And I said, just go in and tell him, that you're working three jobs, which he is. It was one of those kind of, you roll through the in the traffic cameras there. I'm sorry, Ben. I'm telling everybody everything here.
Ben, if it's any consolation,
we've all done it. But then I said, tell him you're joining the military and you're leaving in January, which is true. And I said, if he's got any heart at all, he's just going to drop the charges and thank you for serving your country.
I got one of those.
I think he has to go next week.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Right over here on Pine Street, getting on the highway, I got one of those.
Yeah.
And the guy, sent me a notice and said, call this number or whatever. I called. I'm like, man, I sure didn't think I rolled through. It was 4:30 in the morning. And he said, oh, no, this is just a warning.
What?
And I'm like, a warning?
Yeah. And I'm like, well, I sure appreciate that because, it was 4:30 in the morning. It was pretty safe. And I sure thought I came to a stop. But
well, first thing I thought was, this is a bunch of junk. I'm not going to pay this. That's junk. And they said, well, inside of your email you got was a video. was a link to a video, and you can watch the video.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah. Oh, well, I'm going to watch that video, and I'm going straight to court and telling that judge. I rolled right through that light. I didn't roll. It was just a right turn. It was a right turn.
If you,
right?
By the way, and this is for everybody.
I looked, but I didn't slow down. I just looked and went. Yeah. Boom. They hit me hard. The red light ticket.
Oh, you get a red light ticket. If you go straight through the intersection, they're going to hammer you at $580. But if you do kind of like you've come up to like that right turn.
That's what I did.
And you slow down and you thought you stopped and then you keep going, you can, the judge can reduce that to half because you didn't go across the intersection, you just made that turn. And then they also track how fast you're going. And if it's under a certain, you know, amount, they won't, you won't get it or not.
Well, I just paid
the
it.
Other thing you do is if you ever come up to, you know, people ask me, why do you keep that COVID mask in your on your car? Somebody stole my car. Because anytime I come up to a traffic camera light, I put it on. Because they've got to be able to identify you. So that, or you put your hand over your face or something like that. Okay.
Well, I'm glad you told me that, Carl.
Well, you know.
Glad you told me how to
loophole the system. Those red light tickets are not inexpensive.
No, they're expensive.
No.
But you know what? Honestly.
And people that can't pay it. Okay. So you get somebody that's in there, he and his wife are working their butts off to, you know, pay for their, you know, their rent, and you got a kid. You get a $580 ticket. You can't pay it. You know, so.
Well, you know what you do? You're more careful next time.
You may be more careful, but if you can't pay it, unless they can give you some kind of a payment plan, you pay $10 a month for the rest of your life.
Wait.
Otherwise,
wait.
They pull your license. Yeah. And then what do you do?
Carl.
Sir.
You realize that what you're doing.
You can still vote.
What you're doing here, as you talk about that, is you are making room for people just to run those lights. You can't make room for them. You can't make room. You can't say, oh, I understand that, you know, you don't have the money. Get the money. I mean, you know, the bottom line is, or slow down. That's the way I look at it.
You do the crime, do the time.
It's not complicated. Because otherwise, everybody's going to walk in and say, hey, man, you know, as you can see, I like French fries. You know, French fries are killing me. I'm an addict for French fries. They take like $900 a month out of my income. And I just can't pay it. No. Slow the hell down on the way to McDonald's. It'd be all right.
Sell one of your kids.
I mean, hey, there's plenty of people after they've opened the border, you know, for 4 years, plenty of people that buy
those
kids.
They can always sign up and pick up some of that 600,000 pounds of trash they get around town at the homeless places.
Yeah, right. One of those.
Let's not get started.
Yeah, I don't want to get started on that. You know, I have a homeless girl that lives in my neighborhood where I have my gun shop. And
still, no, I didn't know that.
She's still there.
Does she still come wash up at your place?
She takes all the leaves out. She does all kind of stuff. I mean, she's constantly just working on that piece of property. Not my property. I'm a leaser, right? I lease a place. But I got to tell you.
But is she working and cleans the whole place up?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I don't pay her, obviously. But when it's wet, she's wet. I mean, I saw it. When it's cold, she's cold. I mean, she lives in a tent somewhere, you know, around the property. But I've changed my outlook just a tiny bit on the homeless since that's happened. Because I talked to her on occasion, you know. And she's a stone addict. Everybody knows she's a stone addict. Everyone can tell she's a stone addict. But she's a person like me or you. And so. And
can't forget that.
She's a person.
You just can't label people like, you know, like people do. Because as soon as you start labeling them, you start taking away their humanity.
Well, she's the last person I saw before I came to this radio show. I talked to her and said, hey, man, I got to run. I got to get to the show. That's why I was a little bit late. She got me in a parking lot. And she was talking about cleaning up the leaves, which she cleans up the leaves in a parking lot. So I can't complain at all about her.
Well, she grinds them up and sells it to her fellow homeless. Some kind of drug.
No, mattresses. She makes mattresses out of leaves.
Well, you know what? Once you start making, and this is what you see in media and everything, once you start dehumanizing somebody, then it's a lot easier to do anything you want.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We've seen that in combat.
You know,
you have to fight that all the time, that your men aren't thinking, you know, that they're not people, that they're animals out there. So,
well, they have their own, just like us in general society, they have their own demographic of people within themselves. Some are there to take advantage, and some are there because they have no choice.
Well, they have their own criminal element inside their demographic.
Yeah.
Well, right? Sure.
So
somebody gets their Social Security check, and they lose all that money because you have people waiting for it. They know they get a Social Security check every month.
Oh, no question. Oh, did you hear about that girl in Butte County that stole $156,000 in Social Security? After she was a caregiver, and after her person that she was caring for died, you didn't hear about that?
No.
Oh yeah, $156K. Wow. Like 7 years worth of Social Security she was drawing. And
oh, you mean the woman had died?
Yeah.
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 Well,
so you know, it's let's not degrade the homeless, because the homeless in my community, like in my little neighborhood where my shop is in my classroom, I have zero problems with them. Zero. Although, you know, we made our expectation early.
Yeah.
You know, I told them, hey, man,
don't mess around with our property.
No, if you show up here, I don't recognize you, I'm gonna escort you to Lake Boulevard, and you can go up to Masonic where everyone else lives. Or, you know, you, the one that lives there, I don't really have a hard time with her anymore. I used to at first. I used to not, you know, I'm like looking at her like I don't trust you, but now I don't really care.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's a weird feeling.
You know, she goes in there and probably takes a shower in your toilet.
No, she doesn't.
No.
No. And by the way, I don't have any water on my building because I went and closed it all off with locks.
Oh.
Because I did show up one day and there was a bunch of homeless showering in my dadgum water. I just locked it. There's no water in that building outside.
You see people, there's a lot of buildings here in Redding and Anderson and other places that they just, they'll lock that water off just for that.
Well, you got to, because otherwise they'll be there showering every day.
Yeah. All right, time to take a break. Perry Crimmins, Ted Leidy, Carl Bob. We'll be happier when we come back from the break.
I'm pretty happy.
We're going to be happier.
Hey, you play some Steve Earle, I'll be happy. Bring me back some Steve Earle and AC/DC. Yeah, buddy.
Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hey, good evening, and welcome to Man Up with Carl Bott and Perry Crimmins, and I think Ted's on his way here.
We hope. Soon to be here, anyways.
Hey, today, this is live. This is the 24th of October, 6:05 in the evening. And so welcome to Man Up. And, Perry, you just got back from weeks of hunting.
Oh, yeah. The fall.
Elk hunting.
Yeah, yeah. The fall was good for trips of hunting this year. Lots of opportunity. Ended up getting an antelope in Wyoming. Unsuccessful on elk in Utah, but... Man, probably one of the best hunts I've ever had as far as opportunities at good, big game.
Yeah, we were talking about this, and I didn't realize you were bow hunting until you mentioned it. And you said, well, yeah, I'm just trying to thread through these trees and all that. And I'm thinking, excuse me, that just caught me. I know what good shots you are. I've been out there with you. And I was thinking, well, that's interesting. And then when you said you were bow hunting, and then it... To me, that is, you know, that's the ultimate, you know, is bow hunting. Yeah, I mean, because you got to get in, what, 50 yards?
Yeah, for, you know, with the system I'm shooting for elk, heavy arrow, big broadhead, all this stuff, probably, I figure if you put me 60 yards away, I'm pretty good.
Okay, you know? So 60 yards.
Yeah, 60 yards, and 50 yards should be a, you know, slam dunk.
And it's not that you... You know, most people, when you're talking, well, yeah, we just didn't have a shot. And you're telling me, oh, no, we were close to them. It was just everything.
It just didn't work out. It's like either the wind switched at the last minute. And I'm telling you, when elk smell you, it's over. They're gone. And or they just weren't doing what, you know, elk do during the breeding season. You know,
and you're telling me that one had, one left his cows, which they never do.
No, they don't. Yeah, we watched this elk all morning long. He was chasing other subordinate bulls off for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And so we took a couple hours. We snuck into him. We got into 35 yards. And he, instead of coming out and defending himself, he left the cows. He ran away by himself.
It's better to run away and live to mate another day.
Yeah.
And then you had one that was laying down. He was in his bed area, and all the cows were laying around him, which is kind of unusual, too.
Real unusual. Usually the bulls will lay off where they can just kind of look at their harem, and hang out. And this guy laid down, and, I mean, it was a little 10-yard circle, and there were six other elk cows all around them. Could, no way you can put an arrow in there without risking hitting one of the cows.
Yeah, and you're not going to do that. And yeah. And so then when he got up, instead of stretching like they do, he just rolled over and left.
Yeah, he just left. Got, and then of course the wind switched. They smelled me, and it was all that was 45 minutes at 54 yards. I watched
this elk. We're talking about Perry's elk hunt and how he had all these chances. He was close enough. It went, and even his fellow guides were saying, never seen anything like this where the elk were just not cooperating. They were doing weird things, like
elk and Mother Nature were both against me.
There you go.
Well,
good evening, Ted Lighty.
I haven't seen Perry is a freak of nature. I mean, look at that dude.
I know,
right? So it's normal that it would happen.
Opinion, huh?
When you get a 60-year-old man in a 20-year-old body,
that's right.
Well, that's because he can run up and down mountains.
Mountains. Trust me.
Yeah, and the thing that it kind of made me feel real good is the fellows I was hunting with over there. They're younger guys. That's what they do. And we're hunting from 7,000 to 9,200 feet in the Utah mountains. And they're not for the lighthearted. And they called me. They had another hunter that was hunting with them like a week after I left. And the guy calls me and goes, "Hey, I just want you to know you're a badass." And I'm like, "What do you mean?" Because I just went. If they wanted to go somewhere, I went and went up the hill, kept up with them.
Yeah.
Well, they had another hunter that they were showing him elk, and he's like, "Gosh, I can't get there." And he had a gun. He says, "I can't get there." He couldn't do it. He couldn't hike up the hill to get to him.
Well, that's the first thing as a matter of fact, I just left my shop. That's why I'm running a little bit late. Putting freedom tools in the hands of great Americans. But, I was just having this conversation with one of my clients today, and he's getting ready to take our advanced AR class, and he was in trying to get his AR ready. And I told him, I said, "You would be amazed at the people that pay $10,000 or apply for 20 years in a row to get the points to get this awesome elk hunt in Utah, and they don't even bother
getting in shape."
Getting in shape or getting a rifle that works right, or they grab a rifle, grab a couple boxes of cartridges off the shelf, from Sportsman's or wherever, and then they say, "Okay, I'm ready." Well, you're not ready. You're paying $10,000. Number one, get in shape.
Yeah.
Number two, take that rifle out and shoot it, or your bow out and shoot it, and make sure that you're ready. But they show up all the time.
A lot of times. Well, that's the thing is the guides will tell you, the outfitters tell you, you got to be able to hike. You got to be able to go up and down hills.
Oh, yeah.
And they tell you long enough time that you got to be able to do that, unless you hunt with Lighty. And Lighty, we go down hills, we go up hills after the same hogs.
What's the problem?
up and down,
in circles.
We bump them, they go sleep.
Yeah, well, anyway, after about the fifth time up and down the hill, and they ran down the hill, this time, though, they went all the way across the meadow. He goes, "Hey, what do you think?" And I said, "I think my fun meter is pegged." Yeah. And he goes, "Okay." So
now what I said was, I respect a man who knows his limitations.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, there you go.
I can respect that.
We've been up that mountain like the fifth time.
I don't know.
We'll go find another bunch of hogs.
Yeah, I can't say that I've pegged my fun meter, but I sure got it pretty much in the red line.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I'll tell you what, as far as the pigs, I've been seeing a lot of pigs out in Red Bluff this year. Like, every time I go, probably 100 to 150.
Wow.
So we probably need to reconvene a pig party.
Well, I need another one for my classroom.
I'm ready.
Like, I need a really boss, like, nasty, rank-looking hog for my classroom.
Only if you promise me.
Promise you what?
Stay out of the way.
The only thing you promise me is that if you let Ted stand close to me, and let me run the pig, and you run the pig toward us, and we'll see. We'll see if it bothers Ted.
Yeah.
It didn't bother me. Shoot him again, Carl.
Shoot him again, Carl. Shoot him again. Shoot him again. And he starts, tapping me. Hey, shoot him again.
Perry will tell you, all good guides tell you to shoot him again.
Well, you should.
Because, what are we waiting on here?
We had, we shot that one boar. Remember, it dropped, and we said, "That's it. It's dead." And then it jumped up, and we, no blood, anything.
And we looked for half a day for that pig.
Yeah. And it was, the blood, wasn't even blood. And he's going, "Wait a minute, how can,
You spun that pig around."
I know. Yeah.
I mean, you spun him around. I mean,
they're tough.
Hard.
They're tough dudes, that's for sure.
I tell you.
Yeah. You know what, though? I'm just happy to be here doing Man Up with you guys.
Yeah. Well, it's been a while since we all got together again.
Oh, hell yeah.
And tonight, it is live. It's 24th of October. We got Halloween coming up. I've got to be leaving a little bit early tonight because Linda's playing something that we're going to do. But I always like seeing y'all because we get a good chance to sit around talking, talk about hunting and other things that are going on. And during the break, I will probably find a libation for us.
Oh, right on.
Nice, okay.
Nice. And we had a couple's haircut today.
We had a couple's haircut.
Over I need one. Favorite, the you Cypress can see, Square Barber. You can see I need one.
Tim and Logan got one two weeks ago.
Yeah, so. I did.
Yeah, I get kind of mine was just medium this time because I'm going back again on the 8th and getting my
high and tight
Marine Corps haircut for the Marine Corps ball. It's going to be on the 10th of November.
I'm going
to
miss it.
And you'll be able to celebrate the
249th.
The new presidential elect Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. 100%.
Well, you know what? As far as Marine Corps ball goes, we don't care, you know, because we are celebrating the United States Marine Corps. It's 249th birthday. That's all we're there for. And, in fact, we thought America was pretty cool when they started Veterans Day, the next day after the Marine Corps birthday, so the Marines could rest up.
There you go.
You know, so we can sleep in a little bit.
And well-deserved. You know?
Okay. Well damn deserved.
I'm here with Perry Crimmins and Ted Leidy, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. To thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Benny Gillum. Hoo-ah, the Frontlines of Freedom team really appreciate you joining us for the second hour of the show this fine day in America. We are, and should be, proud Americans. Here's what we have for you this hour. First, I'm delighted to say, we'll talk with Santa Claus. Then Quentin Roberts will review last weekend's Service Academy football games, and General Chris Petty will present the Battle of the Month. It's a pleasure to welcome a legendary flyer who's not in the military. I'm speaking about that aviator of aviators, none other than St. Nicholas. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom, Santa. Thanks for joining us.
Ho, ho, ho. Glad to be able to join you, Colonel.
Christmas Eve must be a tough day for you, Santa. You've got to cover the whole world in just 24 hours. You not only have to get to every boy and girl, but you have to take care of all our deployed troops. Are there deputy Santas who help you do this, or do you have to do it all yourself?
No, I do it all myself. You know, it was easier when I was younger, and it was harder before I worked out some things with NORAD, your North American Air Defense Command. Now it's less risky. Those jet interceptors, they scared the snot out of my reindeer.
How close do they get to you?
Can't tell you, son. Believe me, China and Russia would like to know.
So I guess you don't have any kind of a formal relationship with NORAD that you could talk about, right?
No, I can't talk about that.
Okay. Well, are your helpers elves, I think you call them? Are any of them veterans?
Well, as a matter of fact, I am, and most of my elves are trained in self and sleigh defense. I arranged for them to take the Navy SEAL short course.
Santa, I can't believe you just said that. Your elves, who are quite short, took the Navy SEAL's short course? That's bad, Santa, even for you.
I never said I was a comedian, but there is a similarity between SEALs and reindeer, you know.
You know, I don't think I want to talk about that. But do tell us about your reindeer.
Well, reindeer are the only species of critter where both the males and females grow antlers. The males' antlers are mostly used to fight each other over mating. Males' horns fall off in the fall. In the winter, only females will have a full set of antlers. They use them to protect their young and sometimes to hunt for prey.
Whoa! So Rudolph and his buddies are really girls?
Yes, they are. I didn't have the heart to tell the guy who wrote the songs about them, and girls don't mind. And it makes landing on roofs easier as females are a bit more dainty doing things like that. Can you imagine how many lawsuits I'd have if I used a bunch of testosterone-driven males? Can you see them slamming into chimneys?
Wow, I can picture you slamming into chimneys like that. And speaking of flying, did you learn to fly in the military, and if you did that help you, did it prepare you in any way to fly your sleigh?
No, I didn't fly in the military, but nothing could prepare me for flying that goofy sleigh, especially one pulled by a bunch of females. No, that was OJT, and I messed up a bunch of sleighs and roofs while learning how to do that.
I'll bet that was exciting. Okay, Santa, do you have to visit the homes of people who don't believe in you, or can you skip those houses?
Thankfully, I can skip them. I'd never be able to accomplish my mission if I had to hit every home. And as I mentioned, I'm getting older. Maybe it's time for the word to get out so fewer people would believe in that I exist.
Wait a minute. So you're right here in the studio now. You exist. The people from coast to coast hear your voice on this show, and they know that you're real. How does that work?
Well, you know you're right. I should go now. But first, I'd like to read you a poem I wrote a few decades ago.
Would you please? Yes.
'Twas the night before Christmas. He lived all alone in a one-bedroom house made of plaster and stone. I had come down the chimney with presents to give and to see just who I in this home did live. I looked all about. A strange sight I did see. No tinsel, no presents, not even a tree. No stocking by mantle, just boots filled with sand. On the wall hung pictures of far distant lands. With medals and badges, awards of all kinds, a sober thought came through my mind. For this house was different. It was dark and dreary. I found the home of a soldier, once I could see clearly. The soldier lay sleeping, silent, alone, curled up on the floor in this one-bedroom home. Was this the hero of whom I just read, curled up on a poncho, the floor for a bed? I realized the families that I saw this night owed their lives to these soldiers who were willing to fight. Soon round the world the children would play, and grown-ups would celebrate a bright Christmas day. They all enjoyed freedom each month of the year because of the soldiers like the one lying here. I couldn't help wonder how many lay alone on a cold Christmas Eve in a land far from home. The very thought brought a tear to my eye. I dropped to my knees and started to cry. The soldier awakened, and I heard a rough voice, "Santa, don't cry. This life is my choice. I fight for freedom. I don't ask for more. My life is for my God, my country, my core." The soldier rolled over and drifted to sleep. I couldn't control it. I continued to weep. I didn't want to leave on that cold, dark night, this guardian of honor so willing to fight. Then the soldier rolled over with a voice soft and pure, whispered, "Carry on, Santa. It's Christmas Day. All is secure." One look at my watch, and I knew he was right. Merry Christmas, my friend, and to all a good night.
Well, thank you, Santa, for joining us today. That's an amazing poem, and I really appreciate the fact, well, I know you did serve in the military, but for honoring those of us who did serve, wow. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas, and you and your elves, because I guess you guys all work really hard for... It must be several days before and then the whole 24 hours of Christmas. You guys deserve a break when it's over. I'm guessing I said that right?
Well, yes. Mrs. Claus and I will probably go to Florida. But I have to do something with my beard because people would recognize me. And then my one reindeer, Larry, he just gets out of control when I'm gone, so we'll have to do something about that.
Well, is that a reindeer that's a male or a female?
Well, he doesn't know.
And you aren't going to tell him?
And I'm not going to get into that.
Well, that's probably a really smart thing to do, to stay completely away from that.
Yeah.
So you shave off your beard, so you must grow beard back pretty fast if you grow it back every year.
Yes, I can grow my beard back in about 2 days.
Whoa. Well, I guess anybody who can fly a sleigh around the world in 24 hours can grow a beard as fast as they want to.
If you can land on a roof in the middle of the night and climb down a chimney, you can grow a beard.
You know, that makes sense. And to me, the most amazing thing is, and I didn't realize until you brought it up, safe landing on all those roofs. Goodness gracious. I mean, I wouldn't want to have to try that. But you did say you had a challenge learning how to do it.
Well, if I didn't do that, I would have become a tail hooker, so.
Santa, thank you. Thank you for joining us today. Have a safe Christmas Eve, a Christmas night, and a Merry Christmas. God bless you, Santa.
Well, thank you, Colonel, and have a Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 ho.
Okay, next we'll review last weekend's Service Academy football games. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Now it's time to do some knee bends. Go halfway down each time. Do at least 50. And do this while thinking patriotic thoughts. I'll be right back. It's time to switch to Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you access to all three major networks. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you support the First and Second Amendment, the sanctity of life, our military veterans, and first responder heroes. Just go to patriotmobile.com/frontlines. Get a free month when you use the offer code FRONTLINES.
From ensuring veterans get the care they deserve, to ending our nation's endless wars, to targeting out-of-control spending, Concerned Veterans for America is taking on the most important issues facing America.
You can help CVA shape a better future for Americans everywhere. Visit CVAFrontlines.com to learn more and join the movement. That's CVAFrontlines.com.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before December 31st and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st. So call now and you'll save even more. Here's the number. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Hey, welcome back to A Man Up. We're live. It's Carl Bott, Ted Leidy, and Perry Crimmins here on the 24th of October, a week before Halloween. And yet Perry's already got his mask on.
The white mask. Look at that. Right? The
only fun I have in Halloween anymore is sitting in the yard and scaring the trick-or-treaters.
Jump up. Hit them with the paint gun a few times.
I got a flashlight. I put it right on my face, and I yell through a turkey call. Oh, it sounds horrible. Then 13-year-olds come out of their little space boots in that drill.
13-year-olds, you're probably doing, 5 or 6-year-olds.
No, Lisa looks at me. She knows where I'm at. No. She looks at me and shakes her head like, no.
No, not these.
Don't do the princess,
well,
Ted.
Here's the thing is,
if
you get 14 or 15-year-old kids coming up, I used to go a little bit old, but then I'm thinking, hey, you know what? They're out trick-or-treating instead of setting something on fire.
Hey, let them have some fun.
Take a couple of handfuls.
They're not cutting the internet wires for Spectrum and making us lose our internet for half a day.
Half a day.
Trick or treat all you want. I'll give you some candy.
And so what Spectrum says is, we will make an allowance for the time you were out. I said, well, what about the allowance for the commercials that don't play and the money there? And then one of my friends had to get something in, paperwork in. Ended up costing them $5,000 because they were late.
You're kidding me.
No. You know who they are, too. I'll tell you later. Oh, yeah. And so then we started looking at backup solutions like, what is that, Starlink? Yeah. Well, unfortunately, Starlink's hardware doesn't have enough ports in it that we need to,
Here?
To take it down to our transmitter.
Well, I'm leaving home
Montana.
One?
They have a new one now.
We were doing it when we were out trying to figure out what kind of backup can we do.
Yeah. Well, Elon Musk has changed the world.
He'll continue to change the world.
I told my group that we're going mildeer hunting in Montana with, I'm not leaving till the presidential election is over. Period. End of story. I'm watching that election from the beginning to the end. All the Fox News coverage, all of it. I'm watching it. They said, well, we're leaving on the 28th. I said, well, I'll meet you there then. They said, well, we really want you to go because one of our shooters is, not the best and we need some training on it. I said, well, I'm staying here for the election. I'm watching it. They said, what if we buy Starlink? I said, well, if you buy Starlink, I'll consider it. They texted me and said, we have Starlink. We're going to run the TV off the generator, and we have Starlink. We're going to watch that election.
You may not know for several days with this one.
This is going to be crazy.
There's going to be people. You're going to have so many observers at each one of the polling places.
Right.
It could be 3 or 4 days before you find out. I mean, now, the one thing is so many people are voting early. that should help because they can start counting those. And the Republican Party embraced that. Vote early and ballot harvest, just like the Democrats do.
Well, that's what they do. We have to do it ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, if they're going to do it, we're shooting ourselves.
Is that the new rules? We ballot harvest now? That's the new rules? Okay, we'll go do it.
Yeah. Why shoot yourself in the foot?
Well, and with the there's more Republican registered voters now than Democrats. So, the stage is set to beat them at every corner on how they're going to manipulate.
Right. They got manipulated during the 2020 election, so they're like, well, we're not going to let you manipulate that again.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is, you know, when you've got mainstream media, I mean, like 60 Minutes.
Oh, God.
Changing. They get caught. They release one ad, and it shows how Vice President Harris is responding. And then during the show, when they show it, it's different. And so people are saying, well, look, fine, let us see the transcripts. And they refused to release them. Yeah, maybe after the election, but other people are saying it looks like she was given do-overs. They asked a question, it was just muddled, and said, well, and they asked her the question again. So the only thing I'd like to see is just some honesty here. You know, and if she was great, then she's great. And if she had problems, people need to know that.
I got no problem with someone who's honest. Yeah. I'm into it. Yeah. I want to hear you're honest. Yeah. You know, that's what I always said about Trump. And I think you would say it, Carl, and you'd probably say it too, Perry. I don't always love how it comes out, but at least I know it's true.
Yeah, right? I don't think he really knows that even if he does twist the truth, it's not purposeful. You know?
Well,
yeah.
And I don't think he just twists the truth. I think he thinks it's true.
He's a story teller, dude.
I meant it when I said it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, you know, asking your wife if these jeans make your butt look big. Right?
If your wife tells you no,
but they really do make your butt look big, she's screwing you over. She needs to tell you the truth. It's hurt sometimes, but it's the truth, right?
Would you ever tell your bride that the Levi's she's wearing makes her butt look too big?
No, but I tell her the pockets are small.
Okay.
Man, why are those pockets so small?
Yeah, the pockets look small.
You know what the four scariest words in the human language are?
What?
Is when your wife looks at you and says, are you wearing that?
Yeah.
Are you wearing that tonight? So it's five words. And then you know right then.
Are you wearing
that
tonight?
Yeah, I'm just taking it off.
Mine just looks and says, I don't think so.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, no.
Well, that's four words. I don't think so. Yeah. Okay, and we know what they're talking about.
I went to Costco. I was all happy about a pair of glasses I got, right? Like a pair of like prescription glasses, like dress glasses, you know, like gold with black rims and all that. I came back. She said, ugh, what are you wearing those for? I said, these look really nice. They're like dress glasses, right? She's like, I don't know what you would dress to wear those.
Yeah, well, you need a gold chain and a purple shirt.
Yeah. So, and it's a bummer I paid like $200-something for them.
So I'm gonna reveal something about Linda right now, and I don't think she's listening. But somebody will tell her, I'm sure. Linda, who can remember 5,000 songs, I'm not kidding you, the lyrics, the keys, the music, where everything goes to, sure, and all of this stuff, all these other things she is just so good at. But you put a pair of glasses in her hand, they just disappear.
Oh, yeah.
So the other day she lost her glasses again, and I find them. They're kind of like in the couch in between the cushions somehow. Here you go. I hand them to her, and somehow from the time I handed them to her to the next morning,
she lost them.
They're gone. And we're the house, we're tearing it apart. It's like, so I'm going to start one of those big jars. Every time, honey, you lose your glasses or your keys, a dollar goes in there. At the end of the year, it's all yours.
There you go.
So, and she didn't think it was that funny. But,
yeah.
Well, she could be like me and just have 100 pair of glasses.
Well, she has several pairs.
Yeah,
I have them laying everywhere in the house.
Yeah. I have them laying around, too.
Yeah.
100 pair of glasses. Just like on the, let's see, where are my glasses? They're on the counter in the kitchen.
Oh, here's a pair.
Yeah.
That's the nice thing about it.
On the dresser in the bedroom and the nightstand.
I said, do you want me to get you one of those long chains? You know, you just drop them.
Hey, there's no problem with that.
She says, you give me one of those, I'll kill you. And I went, okay, so I won't get you one of those.
I like those.
Well, you know, it's like soap and a rope. Perry likes that.
I like it. Yeah.
I've seen it.
Soap on a rope. Yeah, I bet you have.
Okay.
It saved my rear end a couple times.
Yeah. Oh, welcome to Man Up.
I'm not even sure if we should have bleeped that one or not. You know,
don't bleep it.
No,
come
no,
on.
Don't bleep it. It's too. No, it's, that's not. It's if you described it, then we start bleeping it.
Man Up. It's one okay. hour of real radio.
What? Okay. Let's talk. We don't do this enough. Why don't we talk about food and restaurants around this area? Ones that you really like, you know. Let's leave out Jack's and you know those well-known ones. But have you been to one that you haven't been to lately?
I like Blade and Barrel.
That's good. We were there one night.
I like Blade and Barrel. I tell you, I didn't enjoy it 2 years ago. For some reason, it just seemed like, you know, I like them Bombay Sapphire Martinis extra dry with two olives.
Mm-hmm.
When I told them to shake the hell out of it, they didn't really know what I was talking about. But I went to Blade & Barrel. Was it with you, Carl?
Yeah, we went to Blade & Barrel.
That was good. Yeah. That was a good darn dinner. Yeah. And they had a great drink. I think I had a Manhattan, right?
Well, that you did. Yeah. And the place across the street, the
Vintage. It used to be Vintage.
Right? Well, it's Vintage. And we went in there the night before we went to the symphony. And I had their wonton shrimp, and it's outstanding. Oh my gosh, it was the best appetizer that I've had in years.
Really?
Oh yeah. And their food's good. Danny and his family work there. So
yeah, I went there a few weeks ago. It was good as well.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you one, a sleeper, and Ted and Lisa went there with us one night, is Gaia over on Riverside Drive.
That was good.
The Gaia restaurant. Is really good.
I went there. Yeah, we all went
on
there.
On Riverside.
Together. Had a nice kale salad.
It's a hotel and restaurant.
Oh, you mean the one down the road here?
In Anderson. Yeah.
Oh, Gaia.
Yeah.
The Gaia.
Oh, the Gaia. The Gaia Hotel. Yeah, uh-huh. They have good food. Have you tried Raw yet?
No.
I have not.
Oh, no, I've been at Raw.
Raw. Yeah. Raw's pretty good. Taroko down here?
I've done Taroko, and it's kind of a little bit spendy because you end up
ordering. It's a little bit spendy. Yeah.
Well, you order a bunch is why. You know, it's just so good that you order more.
Yeah.
And I went with Steve, so that's what he does. He orders, like, you know, every order, one of each.
Nothing wrong with that. Well, live the dream, man. I'll have one of everything.
Yeah.
I want to taste it all.
Our old fallback, of course, is Cattleman's.
Oh, Cattleman's. Don't even mess with Cattleman's.
Yeah.
So Cattleman's, when I go to Cattleman's, they're one of the few places in town that actually carry beef ribs.
Right. Oh,
they
I didn't know that.
Serve beef ribs.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? I had no idea.
Everyone else does pork, baby backs, and all that stuff, but they do beef.
I had no idea. I like Cattleman's. Cattleman's, you know what I like about Cattleman's? Their salad is always fresh and crisp. Right?
And
like it's
a
cold.
Big, and it's a big bowl of it.
It's a big bowl of like a cold bowl of salad.
Yeah. They give you a lot of food there.
Oh, man. I always eat there for like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Cattleman's. Cattleman's is good. You know, it's not cool to go to a chain, you know, but Cattleman's is a chain I like. Kind of like Black Bear. I like Black Bear.
Black Bear, it's
gift card.
Yeah, I've got some for you tonight, in fact.
Oh, and, no way. Yeah.
Discounts, yeah.
You and I had Black Bear the other day, and let me tell you, you need to go to Black Bear more, although you will buy more clothes if you go to Black Bear, because you will not fit in your clothes if you continue to eat at Black Bear. It's so good, and there's a lot of it.
Talk to Bruce. Bruce Dean, the owner guy, founded it, and he goes, you know, prices have gone up because we're just getting, killed out there.
Right.
And he says, but the one thing we're not going to ever do is serve less food on the plate. So when you get, I couldn't finish all the breakfast the other day, and you could probably share it, like Linda and I could share a breakfast.
Easily.
There.
For 2 days.
Easily.
For 2 days.
Black Bear, yeah.
But another one we used to like to go to, not a lot because it was kind of spendy, but it was a real nice place to go and get a bottle of wine and close to home, is Moonstone, but they closed.
They closed.
Yeah. Oh,
now,
really?
Now, I hear they're remodeling for another restaurant that's coming in.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the name of it, but there is a new one coming in.
All the beautiful people over there on the west side?
Well, what stinks is we had, $100 worth of gift cards.
Oh, they're gone now.
They're done.
Well, that's how they become beautiful.
Jeez.
I love it. That's how they become beautiful.
you got their gift cards.
They'd have to make it any food.
Yeah, we need to take
like
a break.
Moonstone,
one thing is, when you used to go out and have breakfast, you could have a breakfast with tip, $20.
Oh, yeah, no question.
Oh, now you're lucky if you can get out of there for $30. depending on what. I mean, if you order.
It's $14 for a sandwich out of deli anywhere.
Yeah.
Could be 40.
Could be. So, yeah, it could be 40 for breakfast.
Yeah.
And, well, anyway. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Man Up with Perry Crumins, Ted Leidy, and me, Carl Bott. And we're going to be right back in about 3 minutes.
Hi. This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
This New Year's Eve, step into the magic and ring in the new year at Redding Garden of Light. Celebrate 2025 with your loved ones surrounded by 2 million lights, live music from the band Hook, and a special New York-style countdown at 9 p.m., perfect for families with early bedtimes. Enjoy delicious treats, warm drinks, and the spirit of giving as all proceeds support Turtle Bay's animals, exhibits, and educational programs. Don't miss out. Reserve your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us. What shall we do
about them? You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
This is an encore broadcast of Jefferson State of Mind.
I bought a Colt 45 today. Swung the holster around my waist and nothing felt so right. Then having that baby sitting on my side, I took my buddy at the range.
Sally Louise. Rally Sally with the music. Got a girl.
Her gun songs.
Hilarious. Yes. Mark.
Are you still there?
Are you still there, buddy?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay, so,
didn't lose you.
So let's get into, let's first, I want to go through just a touch about my case because it's important, and then I want to get right into the NYRPA case because there are things that were held, and more importantly, there were things that were not held that will affect us here in California. And this part is pretty important.
NYPR, meaning?
New York.
NYRPA, New York Rifle and Pistol Association.
Right, the one, okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it takes too long to say that whole thing.
Yes, sir.